Ein Gimel am Bey, the last Gemara, the last two dots. Hazera, Habura, Vehatechim, Vamarakit. These are all Lovis Molochis that the Mishnah Cheshbin Zayis for one of the Lamatas Molochis. For the Gemara, Hainu Zera, Hainu Boirer, Hainu Marakit. For the Gemara, like, why are they considered three different Lovis Molochis? They're all the same Inyan. They're all three types of being Mavar, taken away the Eichel from the Pselis. So, Drash Yavagasinen. Hainu Zera, Hainu Borer, Hainu Marakit. Hainu Zerashi means Kemoi, Haini Ukloimer. The Mafluk Lutana the Mas Nisan. Litlas, how come the Tana, the Mishnah says this, in three different cases, for like Kulon, Melocha, Achasein. The Mafresh Eichel, Menaf Selis. They're all three different ways of taking the Eichel from the Pselis. They're all like Borer. So why does the Mishnah Cheshbin it like three different Ovis Melochas? And the Gemara Abaye, Verov Adyam, Retavayu. Kol milso the heavy be mishkan. Is any melocha that was in the mishkan? Afagav the ikad the domilo. Even though one melocha is doima to the next melocha, still choshiblo. The mishnah still cheshbens it for another melocha by itself. Trash afagav the ikad achriti b'hado the domilo. Even though like here we have borer, zorer, and meraki, still cheshbenu tavayu ki obis. V'afagav the chadaninu. It's one inyan of separating the oichel from the pselus. But like we'll soon see, the Tosfos speaks out, even though some molochas that are mamish doima ladodi, we don't cheshbin like separate ones, but here the pshat is, l'maisa it happens ze achas ze. The first thing you do with the tfu, you take the wheat, is you zorei it. You throw it in the air, and you let the wind throw away the shaft, and just the kernels come down. And then you amarak it, then you sift it. And then you make a burr, you separate the psilos from the yichel. So since l'maisa, these three molochas are done ze achaser at different times, it's considered like three separate obvious molochas. For the Gemara Kopon of Alechoshev Nami Koitish, why don't we also include the separate molocha Koitish? So Drashi, what does Koitish mean? Drashi, chitim b'machteshes, you should put the wheat in the grinder, lohose kliposan, to take off the klipa, take off the shells of the wheat. The heavy b'migdash, they did it in the Mishkan, b'samamonim. Elo lav mishum de dom le dash. Now, what's the reason why the Mishnah doesn't say it by itself? Because the doima to the mleches dash lo yichoshev lo to hanami mifre kol mal b'shi. It's also a type of dash of being mefarik. You're separating the oicho from its malbish around it, which is mefarik. So why doesn't the Mishnah say special kaitish? Amar Abaye after the Abaye shekain oni oicho pita b'lo k'tisha. As Ketisha, not everybody did this Melechas Ketisha. Only the Ashirim did it. But an Oni, he would eat his bread without having it so clean, the wheat. So Drashish came, Oni Oichel Pita, but like Ketisha. Lekach Afagav Debe Mishkan, even though in the Mishkan they did the Ketisha for the Samamonim, for Yav Melochi, Avad, if somebody does it on Shabbos, not Ketisha, he's Chayib, it's not Melocha, Abakiv in the Tonne, Lay Dash. Since the Mishnah already said the Melech of Dash, Lo'etoni Lo'et doesn't say it separately, Koitish, because Koitish not everybody did. This is the way when you go to make bread, like these are the three things you have to do, Zeach Hazer. V'chiv and Evi B'migdash, since everybody like did it in the Migdash, this is the way you start making the bread. Tanina, that's why our Mishnah says it. We'll soon see in the Gemara about Oifa. At the Kasha, why does the Mishnah say the Malacha of Oifa? The Mishnah should have said Malacha Bishel. The Mishkan, they didn't do baking. They only did cooking. Though it says baking, was it wants to say how you used to make pas. Now a Tana telling us like the different Malachas that were made to make in making the process of making bread. That's why the Mishnah says ha'oife. But the kids is talking about the melachas that were done in the Mishkan by Samamonim. Abo Ketisha, Mashenkin, this melacha of Ketisha of grinding off the shell, off the wheat, Ashirim hu, to the loss of sea. It's only the rich people that made such wheat like this. Vekachi lasa solos nakiyim, to make very clean wheat. Abo laniyim, the poor people, loitarchi, they won't much risk themselves so much. Hilkach loitonilo, therefore the Mishnah doesn't say it separately. Somebody does it now, lamaisa, avade, it's bechal the melechas dash. Yeah, that's one teretz. Rova says another teretz. The reason why the Mishnah doesn't say Tisha by itself, Val Hamani Rebbe, I'll tell you how Mishnah goes according to Rebbe, to Yama Ovas Melochas Avoyim Chosrachas. Rebbe dashes from a pasuk that there can't be more than 39 melachas. That's all. We'll soon see Rashi how. V'yichoshib kaitesh, now if the Tana would include also kaitesh, hevelei aboy, abuzay, there'll be 40 avos melachas. And the Torah says there are only 39 according to Rebbe. So that's why we can't recognize kaitesh. For the Gemara, that's not so shver. V'lei pechod mihane, v'lei al kaitesh. Was there, what do you say, three types of avos? By burr, you're saying zoira, burr, marakid. Say only two types by burr. And say two types here, two types of dash. Say dash and say kaitish. If you just have a question why it only have 39, so good. So make 39 novas malachas, but make only two from burr and two from ktisha. The reason why we say three by burr, because all three was always done by everybody. That's like the Sidur of the past. Those are the malachas one after another. First you are Zerah the Chitim, and then you Merakit it, and then you burr it. Mashen can hear by Ketisha, since not everybody does the Ketisha, only the Ashirim, not the Aniyim, the Tana doesn't say it for separate malachas. So Rashi, Rava wanted to answer Rebihi. The Yalef Lakamon Beperek HaZerik. He learns out in the Gemara later, in the Perek later, that what the Pasuk says, Devorim, it could have just says, it says HaDevorim, like we had before. Devorim means two. The Hey for HaDevorim is like three. And then the Pasuk says, Ela HaDevorim, the Minyona. Ela is 36, so 36 and 3 is 39. That's for the Minyona. So every Dashan from the Pasuk that there are only 39 Avos Melachos. Let's take out one of them. Take out the heavy chod. It's better to say two types of burr and two types of disha. Rather than saying and saying three in one, and you have one like that, you don't say anything two. Only three by burr, so it's more mistake to say two and two. So the Ma'atarat is like Abaye said. The reason why the Tana doesn't say Kaitesh, because not everybody did Kaitesh. That's why it's not Choshev not to give it a separate Av by itself. The Nafkamina, if these things are of their special Ovis are by itself or not, if you do both of them, Be'ele Mechad, how many Chatoyas are you Mechuyiv? If you hold it's only one Av, like Disha and Ketisha, you do them both Be'ele Mechad, you only have one Chatis. But now that we hold that Borer and Zorer and Merakid are three separate Avos Melachos, if you do all three Bela Mechad, you have three Chatois. Now I'm going to go into a little bit Alochas of the Melachos Borer, very negatic Melach on Shabbos, not to Mavara Oichem of Pseilis, Muslims. Zok the Bryce, Tana Rabbon, Hoyu Lufonov Mini Oichlem, you had in front of you different types of food. Now one cloud. The Ika Burr of Adar is if you have Mamas Pseulis, like a mushroom, a pit or a fly, fell into your plate and it got mixed up with the other vegetables. So just to take out the pit, to take out the fly, that's Mamas Burr. You take a Mamas Pseulis out of the Eichel, that's called Burr. But who are then? Let's say you have too many Eichelim. Like the Bryce says, Moshe, you have cucumbers and tomatoes mixed up together. They were cut up and mixed up together. And now you only want to eat the cucumbers. The tomatoes you don't want to eat right now. So since you don't want to eat them, they're called the psoilus. And the yechel is called the cucumbers. So the Bryce says, Hoy lufonov minim harbi. You had a few minim in front of you. And the vada, they're all mixed up together. Is the locha borer v'yechel. You'll have to separate and take out the cucumbers to eat it right now. Borer maniach. You could take out the cucumbers, and even though to leave it, like not to eat it this minute, but avada b'sila maskana, you can eat it for the next Suda. It has to be right before the Suda that you could take out the eichel for the pseilus for this Suda. But you can't make brera. We'll see the maskana, that means you can't do it for later time of the day. The yimbirer chayuchatis, and if you do make the mleches birer, even separating the eichel from the pseilus, taking out all the cucumbers that you want to eat, but since you're not doing it to eat right now, you're doing it to eat for a few hours later, that will be a chi of chattis, it's a malocha. For the Gemara might come, like what is the Brisa saying? First the Brisa says it's muta, a borer v'yoichel borer maniach, and then it says lo yivro, no don't make borer, and you chi of chattis, like what is the fear in the Brisa? So Drashi v'lo yivro, l'kam yiporach, might come a Brisa, toni borer, v'od toni lo yivro, lo mocha tzorech mocha. So the Gemara says, the Kasha might come. What does the Brisa say? What does the Gemara in the Brisa? Amar Ule Hochi come. This is the Pshat from the Brisa. Borer v'oichol boi bayoin. If you want to make the Melechis borer for today, it's muta. Bor umaniach laboy b'yom. You can make the braver right now, and amanas, you'll use it today. You'll use this food today. So nahav mina right now means any type of braver. Mamish taking the pselas out, taking mamish a pit that fell into your cucumbers, and you want to take out the pit now, that'll be mutter, providing you're doing it to eat the oichel today. Mashenkin lamocher, if you're only taking out the pit or the pselas, the tzarech mocher, to be able to eat it on Sunday, then lo yivr. That's also to make the braver. That's what Ula wants to answer the braisa. Hey, since you're telling me now, Boru is a malacha, you see, if you do it for tomorrow, you chayiv chatis. So what's that to do it for today? Are you allowed to cook for something you want to eat today? If you want to cook to eat today, is it muta? Avadavitzasa? So once you say Boru is a malacha, there's no hetter to do it even for today. So Drashi, v'chi muta lafas lavash l'boi b'yoyim, v'chi na miyav malachi, this is called na malacha. Kivan de yamut l'mocha chayiv chatis. Since you see, if you do it for tomorrow, you take a chayiv chatis. So it's a rai, it's an emes of malacha, so what's the heter to do it for today? Ev di gemara, elu omer av chizda. When it braisa means like this, borer vi oichel pochos mikashir. If you want to be mevayer less than the shir, like Rashi says, pochos mikagregris, it's all isurim, nageet achila and Shabbos, is the shir of a gregris, a dried out date. So if you separate less than a dried out date, that's mutter to do on Shabbos. If you make brera of the shear of a gregris, that's lo yirva. Maybe that's from the brisa. There's no hetter to do a chati shear on Shabbos either. Are you allowed to bake half of a shear? So drashi v'chimuta lafas pochos mikashir nihi dechiyav chatas lekel. And if not, we mechayiv chatas to get misa about the echo do the melech on the shir. Aba isur miyuika. And Rashi avad v'tz osam in that Torah to do a chatsi shir. The kaimol and we hold chatsi shir osam in that Torah. Me derais this also to do an isur even chatsi shir a perek vaso the yuma. V'echi kutoni bor l'chila. How does the braisa say it's muta to make a brera m'chila? If you're going to tell me it means to make a brera of a pachas mikashir is also mediraisa. And Rashi Shita here is, even on Hilchah Shabbos is also mediraisa. Some Yishanim take a dingzach on Rashi. Also, there's a Rashbam above a Basra. That's mashma the inyan why you have to have a shir. By the Melechah Shabbos, that's because the terrorist says Melechah Machshavos. As you're only over the Avera by Shabbos if you do a choshev a malacha. That's called Melechah Machshavos. If you do a malacha less than its shear, it's not called a choshev malacha, it's not also mediraisa. So according to the Rashbam, there wouldn't be a nisa chatzi shear on Shabbos. So I, what's pshat now with Gemara? The Gemara says you can't do pochos mikashir. You have to learn the Gemara means mediraabonon akoponim. How does the braisa say that mitchila? You'll let it be borla by yoyim. If the heter is only because you're doing a chatzi shear, but akoponim, let it be also mediraabonon. Penachnami, Rashi here is Mash McClure that it's also midirais the chatishir, and that's where we hold halacha, that even a chatishir would have an isse midirais even on Shabbos. So the Gemara, Elu Ramel Rab Yosef, Shana Brais is like this, Boirer v'oichel b'yad, you have a heter to make brera to be burr with your hands. You want to pull out the cucumbers, because you want to eat the cucumbers now, even though it's mixed up with tomatoes now. You're allowed to take out the oichel with your hands. You can make the brera right now, take out the cucumbers right now, and leave it. But providing you can eat it during this meal. Because you don't have to mamish put it into your mouth right now, but you could leave it. But providing it's right before the meal, you're going to use it for this meal. If you use type of kalim to make the brera with, that's lo yivr. It's also to do with midrabonin. The imbira potter avalosa. But if you do it, it's muti midiraisa. It's only yasta midrabonin. Because these kalim will soon see Rashi. It's not a derech to be buried with them. Mashenkein uvenapu vekavra lo yivr. But it's also to make brera with the regular sif. That's the kli that's miyuchet for burer. The imbira chayiv chatis. And if you use a sif or a strainer on Shabbos, that will be an issue deraisa. That's the kli that's miyuchus for burr, that's also midiraisa. So Trashi b'knoin, what is this? Is a kli, it's a wooden kli. Shoisin kain thin, it's made like a pipe. Rochov Milachuruv, it's wide on the body of the Kotzim Lafonov and small in the front of it. Obali Matbeya Oysenoyser, people that make Matbeyas use this. Vaboraboy Kitnius, now somebody wants to make the bread around Kitnius, Noysen Kitnius the Mokam Arochov, he would put the beans on the wide place. He would shake it up. Since it's round, the beans itself will go through. Derech piv hakotzer, through the smaller side. And the pselus, the bad part, would stay on top, not go through. So the kitz is a type of a brayer you're doing. But since this kli is not miyuchid, the kli is miyuchid to be used for people that work with coins. There's no issue to raise it. It's only pot and lav losa mutta tchilu lehevi for the dom of the brera. The chayachat as lehevi the klacha yadu. The yikah brera ben apel the kavra. Because the yikah is to do it with a keli like a sieve or strainer. Avu biyad le dom of the brera klal. But to use your hands like the first terence of Gemara, there's no issa brera at all using your hands. There's the first terence. Now halacha the racha lukim, and we'll see when even with your hands it's mutter. Halacha nichnami, any time you use a kli, it's always osur. And if the kli is miyuchad for brera, it's nisi deraisa. A kli that's not miyuchad for brera, it's osur derabonim. But with your hands, though, that the brera says it's always mutter, we'll soon see later there are certain tanoim exactly when it's mutter and when it's osur. Now when we say a kli, it has to be some type of a kli that has shaykhas of making a good brera. But lamashul. Lalach is mutter to take the oichol from the pselus if you can eat it right away. Like we said, if you have a bunch of cucumbers and tomatoes mixed up together, and you only want to eat the cucumbers, you're allowed to just pick out the cucumbers. Now when you pick them out, avadi, we're allowed to use a fork also. Why don't we say a fork is called a kli, and a kli is always also? But there it says a fork doesn't do any special type of a burr. The fork is only, instead of using your hands, you don't want to get dirty from your hands, use a fork. But it could be done just as well with your hand as with the fork. Therefore, a fork or a spoon would not be a kli, that's also a burr. A sieve or a strainer, those are kelim that do a very good job in burr. That's what's also. Right. So the Marmaski will over Rav Hamnuna. Midi k'noin v'tamcha k'toni, does the Brisa say a chilik, that what's mutter is without a keli and what's also is with a keli? The Brisa says tam, the boy bayoim it's mutter, then it says it's also. So this can be pshan the brayso. So the Gemara Ela Wamar of Hamnuna, boirer v'oichel. What does the brayso say? You're allowed to make brayer on Shabbos. That's oichel meter pselus. If you want to take out the oichel from the pselus, that's mutter. Like we're saying, if you want to eat the cucumbers right now, and it's mixed into the cucumbers or something you don't want, or avad if some pits or some dirt is mixed in there, you're allowed to take the oichel out with your hands. With your hands or with a fork, we said it's just like your hands. You allowed to take out the oichel. Boyer umaniach oichel mitech apselus. Who then maniach means you allowed to take out the oichel, take out the cucumbers you want to eat, even though you're not going to eat it right now. You're going to put it down. But about this providing, it's going to be eaten soon. It's right before the meal. You're going to eat it during the meal. That's what's mutter. Oichel mitech apselus. If you want to take away, let's say you have three pieces of tomato there that you don't want to eat, you want to pull the tomatoes out, or you have some pits or some dirt that fell into your salad, you want to stomp, take out the pit, take out the dirt, that's lo yivra, that's also. This is also negel alochon. We'll soon see when, but most times there's no heter to take the pselus out. You can't stomp, take the pit out of the salad, or take the dirt, or take the type the tomato that you don't want to eat. That's also midiraisa. The only het of bori is to take the oichel out of the pselus. Maskevlo abaye for the abaye vaita, but the good pshat that can't be that's good halacha, but it can't be pshat in the brisa though. Need the oichel mitzeich pselus ketani. Does the brisa make any chilut that it says it's mutter? It means the oichel, and when it's osur, it's saying taking the pselus out. The brisa doesn't say any chilukim. The brisa stam says that bori is mutter, and it says bori is osur. Brisa doesn't say this chilut. So the Gemara Ela Romer Rabbi, the pshat is like this: Boirer v'oichol yalta. You're allowed to make a brera means vayta with your hands only, and avadus only the oichol mitech apselus. You're allowed to with your hand take the cucumbers out that you want to eat right now la'alta. That's if you need it right away. Or else boirer miniach li'alta. Who are then you could take out the cucumbers at the beginning of the meal, provani and leave it. Provani you can eat it for this meal. And the way there are more paskins, it means, be preparing for this meal, you're allowed to be burr, you're allowed to take the oichel out of the pselus. you could take what you do want to eat out of what you don't want to eat. That's providing you're doing it la'alta to be eaten right away or to eat it in the next suda. But if you're taking out even the yoichel from the psalus, but you don't have kavanah to eat it right now, you're doing it for later on in the daytime. Like now you're in the morning, and you want to prepare now for shalosh shudas, for the suda you can have later in the afternoon. That's also even to do an yoichel from a psalus. The imbirur, and if you do make a prayer, you do separate your salad, you do take the yoichel from the psalus, is nasei kabarali oitzer v'chayachatnes. That's an issa deraisa then. To make any type of a brewery, any type of a separation, even though you're taking the oichel, you're taking out the cucumbers, what you do want to eat. But if you're not doing it, eat it for this suda. You're doing it, feed it for later in the daytime. That's an issa deraisa. And the pshat is because any type of burr is the mulachas burr. You're separating. Just as a new heter, if you take the oichel from the psalus and you have that to eat it right away, it's called derech achil v'kach. That's like you're starting a meal now, you're starting to eat. So derech achil it's mutter. But if you don't do it to eat right now, you do it just for later on in the daytime, you did the meleches burr, and that's awesome. So the Mara Omru Rabbon and Kaim with the Rava, they said over in front of Rava, Omalahu, they told him, Shap Roma Nachmeni. That means Abaye said, very good, this last chilek is very good. That the only heter to make burr with your hands, biyad, and the oicho from the psalus, is only if you can eat it right away, right before that suda. But to do it for later, there's no heter at all to do any type of a burr. Rashi, Leoitzia, Nachmeni or Abaye. Let's see a little bit more, then we'll speak out a little bit more halachis. So the more Abaye. Hoye lefonov shnei minim oichlin. He had in front of him two different types of food. O beirer vi oichel. O beirer vi aniyach. He made a breirot, either even though it's needed right now, or else he just said, put it on the side, a little bit later on. Is Rav Ashi Masni Potter. Rav Ashi holds in such a case is an Issa Midrabonin, I'll call upon him. It's Potter Midraisa, but also Midrabonin. We have Yimi Midifta Masni Chayiv. He learns, no, even Chayiv. What's the case talking about? Rav Ashi Masni Potter. I bought Tony Chayiv from Akash, we learned before Yichayiv Lakasha. Any type of a brewery, if you use kelim, I call upon him, it's also midrabonin. See, if you use a knoin v'tamchu, it's not an ikakli, it's not miyuchas for brewery, it's also midrabonin. If you use the nap and the carver, the sif and the strainer, which is miyuchas for brewery, that's an issue derais. So the more light, the kiyosi ravdimi. When Ravdimi came, almost shabto the ravbivi heavy. It was the Shabbos that ravbivi had to be mishamish the tamidim, like he had to take care of the yeshiva. The glory Rav Amri Ravasi. Rav Amri Ravasi came in to eat. He shot the kamaya kakola de peri. He had a whole basket full of apples, and he threw out the whole basket of apples in front of them. Because he didn't want to take out just the oichel. Mistama, the price was, there was a barrel full of apples, and there was some psilis inside there also. So he was afraid to take the oichel out of the psilis as burr, so he just threw in front of them the whole basket full of apples. So the Gemara of Lo Yadani did not know why he did this. It's the Tana who is saying this over. Rav Dimi is saying this over. He didn't know why he did this. If he yelled even oichel from psilos, even though you want to eat it right now, but he yelled any type of a burr is also, it's also to take the oichel either. So the only heter is to open, like throw out the whole basket in front of you. The reason why he did it was an ayin yofa. He wanted to give them a lot. And the bad laloch is only because ayin yofu kamechavim. Because we are laloch, you are allowed to be borrowed the oichel from the psilis if you have not seen it right away. So Drashi Shabbat to the Rabbi Vihavoi. Hegiya yoimer liyas oimedu mishamash ala tamidim. Was his chance to take care of the tamidim, like to serve? Vishod the kamayu. He threw in front of him a whole basket of apples. Le rotsa livra roichem tech holen. He didn't want to take the oichel out of its leaves. To give each one separately. El Shotchan, he just threw it out. They ate it by themselves. And when you throw it out, automatically itself, you have Oichel by itself, and the Pselos is by itself. Without doing a Maisa Burr. So then we'll see one more Gemara, then we'll speak out the Lochus. The more Chiskiya Omar. Haborer tumusis mitech psoilus shalhem. It's a type of a fruit. We'll soon see it was a very bitter fruit. And the only way you can eat it is if you cook it 7 times. Zot Gemara. Leima ksove chiski yo oiche mitech pseles es osa. Maybe chiski osa holds that the shita. Any type of a burr, even though you're taking the oichel out of the pseles, that's also osa to make a burr. That's why I said this type of fruit, you can't even be burr, take the oichel out of its pseles. So the Gemara name. All over, regular type of burr, you have two things mixed up together. If there's something you want to eat and something you don't want to eat, what you want to eat is called the oichel, and what you don't want to eat is called the psilis. And avad laloch, it's mutter to take out the oichel from the psilis, if you can eat it right away. Abishani Tromusa is the reason why Chizki said here was also, because this type of fruit is different. The shalke le shiva zimne. You have to cook it first 7 times. Vi loy shakli lei, and if you don't cook it so much, masriach, has the fruit itself becomes despoiled. Men look pselus miteich oichel dami. Here, even the fruit doesn't really have a shame oichel. Even the fruit itself is called like pselus. So if you take the oichel, it's considered like you're taking out the pselus. That's also awesome. There's no heta burr. Burr is only heta when you want to take the oichel out of the pselus. If it's something edible right now, and you're taking an amnast, it's considered like a mais achila. Like you're starting your achila, it's not called a mais burum. But here, this termusa, since it's a bitter fruit, and it's not edible right now, so it's considered like a pselus, so it doesn't have the heter of the oichel metecha pselus. So Rashi, though, the shalki lo yashiva zimnin, lamatka, and you have to cook it up 7 times, then it becomes sweet. Viloi shakti le lo oichel, if you don't cook up the oichel metecha pselus, metech shurach, since it's very soft. V'nim v'kadesh nishpak harbeim, is masriach. V'ilkach oichel nami. Calls the man shemur boy. Calls the man the food is more in it. Have they kept pselus? It lies like pselus. Omiyo oichelu. It is an oichel. O machmirin alei lemehave yehu the shakli kept pselus mitoich oichel. He was machmiris. So since it's man said it is an oichel, but since it's still bitter right now and by itself will be spoiled, therefore it's not called a real oichel. It's called kept pselus. So he was machmir not to make this burn. But a regular fruit, a regular oichel, when you have the oichel in front of you, it's mutter to take the oichel out of the pselus. So l'maisa, what comes out of the halachas here is that there's an issur b'deraisa to be burr. If you have things mixed together, to separate them, to take out one from the other, is an issur burr. Now the only heter we have is if you're only doing it with your hands, or else we said the fork and spoon is also considered like with your hands, it's only just not to get your hands dirty, or because it's too hot you can't touch the soup. But really you could do the same thing with your hands, that's called you making a burr with your hands. Now with your hands, the only heter there is, if you take the oichel from the pselus, and providing it's right before the meal that you want to eat it right now. So mashu, you have a salad or you have a soup, and there are a few things mixed in there, and you only want to eat certain things, so you're allowed to be burr, take out the things that you want to eat, providing it's for this meal. Mashenka, to take the pselus out, apipashtis, that's awesome. Now there are a few to know when even the pselus is mutter. That's in a case where it's eifshe to get to the oichel without taking out the pselus. The mashal of you have eating chicken. On the top of the chicken there's skin, and you don't like to eat the skin, so the skin to you is called pselus. You just want to eat the inside of the chicken, but the only way you can get to the chicken is by first taking off the skin. See, when those tamas are taken out the pselus is osurim, but here since you can't get to the oichel without the pselus. Taken off the pselus is considered like the beginning of the achila. Since that's the only way you eat it, so it's mutter. Same thing if you want to cut open an onion, and you have the outer skin around the onion, that you can't get to the inside without first cutting out the outer skin. That's also mutter, even though you're taking away the pselus, because since that's the only way you could get to the eichel, is through taking away the pselus first, so that's mutter. Mashenkin, if you have them both in front of you, you have the eichel, we say the cucumbers that you want to eat, and the tomatoes you don't want to eat, you could either pull out the cucumbers you want to eat, or else you could take out the tomatoes what you don't want to eat. There it's also to take the tomatoes out, because you have the oichel that could be eaten without taking out the tomatoes. So the only heter is to take the oichel and not the pselus. Another shalom is, let's say, eating fish that has small bones inside it. So here also the Chazanish wants to be mekel. I think even the Mishnah Berurah is a little bit mekel if you have small bones inside the fish. That since it's not shaykh to eat the fish without first taking out the small bones, it'll be mutter to take out the small bones. Mashenka and the big bones wouldn't have this heter, like you're eating a pulka. If you want to get the pulka, the bone out of here, not to bother you, and you only have kavana to eat the chicken, it'd be also if you pashta like the Mishnah Berurah to pull out the bone, almanach then to eat the chicken. Because here you have the yetzer, take the chicken and eat the chicken by itself. You don't have to pull out the bone to get to the chicken. There's another shayla. Let's say, lamashal, if a fly falls into your soup, who had in any dirty spot falls into your soup? So be pashtis to take the dirt, the fly out by itself. That should be a nisaf and burr. However, the Ramah brings down there is a heter if you take the spoon to get the fly out. You take some soup in the spoon. So when you're taking out lamashal the spoon that has the fly, it's not the fly alone. You're not stop making burr, separating the fly from the soup. Even in the spoon that you're taking it out, you have some soup in there. So in the spoon, it's still mixed together, the fly and the soup, so that's not a nisa burr. From this, the Mishnah Berurah's mashma, that who had any type of burr in this oifen is mutter. Lamashal, when you have the chont on Shabbos, and you mix it up and you have bones inside. So when you serve, you want to first take out the bones to serve just the chont. So the chura taking out the bones, since you don't want to eat the bones right now, or at least it's not as good as the chont, that should be called like psalis. So what's that?